Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Something I for sure love having in my home is super clean countertops. And I love when it smells good too. So you can bring the vacation vibes to your home with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy with a refreshing scent that'll transform your space into a tropical island retreat and give you a powerful clean. No plane ticket required. Unleash your self-expression with the enchanting coconut fragrance of Clorox Scentiva. You can get yours at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. I feel like there are so many weddings right now, and even people planning vacations for the summer, celebrating a birthday, whatever the case. Maybe you're just going on a trip for something and you need a new carry-on. Well, Macy's has got you covered. Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for, where you can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. They've got 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping at $25, April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery right now is closer to drained. And very far away from bursting with energy. That is because I have spread myself too thin. So what I've had to do is press a quick pause on my life and ask myself, what can I do to recharge and then also not get myself back into this position again? And pausing with the question is a tool that I learned in therapy, a check-in tool. Therapy has given me so many tools, very simple ones such as that one, to more involved ones, like setting big boundaries. And it isn't just for those that have had some big life event or experienced major trauma. It's for everyone. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Get yourself some tools to have in your toolbox. It's entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can also switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I'm about to go try to press pause so that I can come up with a plan to recharge my social battery, and I'm thankful for that tool. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/4things today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/4things.
Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things. Tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with 4 things.
With Amy Brown.
Happy Thursday. I have a special guest for today's episode, Ray from The Bobby Bone Show.
Yeah!
Also known as Raymundo. Sizzin Raymundo.
Thank you.
On socials. So go find him on Instagram, Sizzin as in S-Z-N, which stands for season, right?
Correct. It's just a shorter, cooler, more hipper way to say it.
Yeah. Why did you change your name to that?
I think that people in upper management didn't like when my name was Bobby Bones Ray, because if you think about it, it sounds kind of weird.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into it, but so they go switch it to something.
I get it. Bobby Bones, right?
It takes a second.
Yeah, I had never thought of that, but now that you say it, I get it. So Sizzin Raymundo makes, but you've made a whole thing out of Sizzin. Like now you even make shirts that say pumpkin spice Sizzin or football Sizzin. And then I saw that like 7-Eleven was selling Slurpees and they
Slurpee
put
Sizzin
on their sign like blue Slurpees Sizzin. And you were like, I'm going to need a percentage of sales.
I want a dollar for every blue Slurpee that you guys sell, 7-Eleven. I saw it. They're in Pennsylvania, California, all over the place. So if you're 7-Eleven, you use Sizzin, you owe me a dollar.
Yeah, no, I mean, at first I thought it was kind of ridiculous, and now you're killing it.
Thank you.
Like you've owned the season and you've got it down and you're turning it into something. I just feel like maybe you could be an encouragement to people of like what hustle actually is, because some people listening, they may not listen to the Bobby Bones Show, but I would say majority do. But either way, it's a reminder of like, if you work hard and show up, like where it can take you. So I feel like in this first thing, that's kind of what I want to focus on is how did you even land a slot on a morning show like the Bobby Bones Show? Because at the time, to be fair, we weren't as syndicated as we are. Like right now, we're the country syndicated radio show. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess, how do you put it?
That is it.
It's pretty big.
Critically acclaimed morning country syndicated radio show.
Oh, okay. Award winning. We're not going to brag, but just kidding. So, but it is a lot more, I think, massive than probably either of us thought it would be when we signed on. Because when I first started the show, we were in one city.
Yeah.
And I kind of just signed on thinking, well, this will be a fun thing to try out. And if I don't like it, I won't do it. If I'm 25, if there's ever a time to quit my secure sales job that I really love and go give radio a go and take a pay cut, now's the time to do it. And so my mom really encouraged me to do that. And here
she
we are.
She was so nice.
Oh, thank you.
Loved your mom.
Aw, shout out Judy.
Yep.
So I gave it a go, and then here we are 15 years later. But I would say you showed up on the show, I think it was during the time that I lived in North Carolina, because I did the show for 5 years out of my house there because my husband was stationed at Fort Bragg and we had to move. And I was originally going to quit the show, but then Bobby worked out a deal where I could do it from there. And you arrived on the scene. And I remember coming home to Austin to the studio there when my husband went to Afghanistan for 2 months. And I worked out of there and I'm like, who's this Ray guy? That's, you know, where did he come from? And what is he doing? And so how did you land yourself a spot on the Bobby Bones Show?
It originally started as a sports internship. So I was in the building and I didn't even know, ironically enough, that you guys were in the same building as this sports show. I just went to an internship. I'm like, here's going to be my life. I'm going to talk sports. I'm going to probably not enjoy it. I'm always going to be like belly aching on the radio for the rest of my life. This is what I want to do, sports. And I got in the building and on the TV, it said the Bobby Bones Show mornings. And I was like, oh my gosh, the Bobby Bones Show is in this building. And then it was a matter of weeks. And then I saw Bones, saw Lunchbox. And then eventually you would come and visit. You still came to the Austin location. So.
Yeah. Anytime my husband would deploy, I'd go back and stay with my mom.
So I would see you guys. And it definitely, I mean, you guys were like the it morning show. And I was like, man, if that chance ever happens. And then through the sports show, I met Bones because he filled in and did a sports show. And so then Bones was like, hey, what if you come over and do a bit on the Bobby Bones Show? And I was like, yeah, I mean, yeah, dude. Like, yeah, for sure, dog. I could like come do a bit over there. And
you
then I did.
Cool.
And then I did 1, 2, 3. And then it just grew from there. And it was always an internship. And then it turned into a job.
Like you were not getting paid.
Was not getting paid to the point that I had to actually go to ACC and register for classes, which is a community college. So I had to get 2 semesters, which were like $2,000 or $3,000. So I was not only not getting paid, I was in the whole $3,000.
In order to intern, you had to be in college, like registered in classes, for it to be legal for you to intern for us.
Right. And this professor, he's like emailing me and calling me. He's like, hey, you haven't showed up to class. I'm like, listen, I already graduated. I don't need the credit. I just had to do this so I could go on the Bobby Bones Show.
So see, guys, this is what I'm talking about. The hustle. Like Ray, you know, he saw an in, his foot was in the door, and then he took it the extra mile and did what he had to do to keep showing up. And then at that point, we were pop and we were on Kiss FM in Austin.
Yep.
And then we made the switch to country and we moved to Nashville. So how in the world did you make that move?
Yeah, that move, it was tough. There was a girl I was dating at the time and she was on the treadmill when she heard that our show was moving to Nashville. And she's like, I just started crying on the treadmill.
But heartbreaker.
That's how she found out. I'm like, I'm sorry. Sometimes with live radio, I didn't have time to tell people stuff. I didn't know when Bones was going to break the news. And so she goes, I just started bawling, but I know you're supposed to move, so just go. And all my friends were so supportive. They were like, dude, listen, I mean, the Bobby Bones Show was going to only get bigger.
At that point, that offer, that was going to be your first monetary exchange for the show?
I'd gotten part-time pay, but this was going to be a full-time position.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I said, yeah, I decided to go ahead and do it because I knew it was going to be at least a couple years. It was a little bit of a risk, but I moved from Michigan to go to Texas for college. I moved then from college. I'm used to moving and like kind of just taking a leap. So for me to move from Texas to Nashville, it wasn't as crazy as it sounds. It was kind of just like, cool. I mean, it's a full-time job.
And then we get to Nashville, and what time do you get to the studio for the show?
Then I was getting there at midnight. I mean, there was a lot of production work that went into it. And I mean, now we have Scuba Steve, Mike D, a new guy named Kevin, Pitts. All those positions used to be handled by me and our old executive producer, Elena. Other than that, it was just us two. Now I see all these people and I'm like, man, I was overworked.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think people realized you're overworked and you needed more help. So, but you're the first one here.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. I enjoy it because for audio, it's best when the building's quiet. When is it quiet? At 2 a.m. So you
get here at 2 a.m.
Yeah. But wow. I'll mix in a workout. So I work for an hour and a half, then I go work out. I don't even set an alarm at night.
You just naturally wake up?
I naturally wake up.
Okay,
usually.
So my mom was like that, and I don't get it. So what do you talk to your body? Like when you lay down, you're like, okay, body, wake me up at 2, and it does it?
Yeah, I could never.
Or wake me up at 1, because you're here by 2.
Right, I'll wake up at 12:45, 1 a.m. I always wake up. I don't need an alarm. My body just knows. I only need 5 or 6 hours of sleep.
You know, anything, alarm people fascinate me. So what time are you going to bed?
I go to bed at 6.
And how does that affect you're married now.
Yeah.
To Laura. We call her Bay. When do Ray and Bay connect? Because you're going to bed at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
She has a pretty chill job. She gets home at 4. So we have a couple hours.
That would be 2 hours. Yes. So you eat.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we make it work. In the weekends, we have the entire time together. It's totally easy. It's simple.
Yeah. But you're not, yeah. You prefer to do it during the day.
Correct.
Like you're a big brunch guy.
And it's the yes. And it's the exact same schedule. We're in bed 7, 8 o'clock. I never stay up late.
Right. I mean, I feel like that's another tip for people is like consistency is key. Our job is a little weird to stay on that same schedule, especially if you have a family and it's the weekend. But experts would say every day of the same exact time to keep your body on that rhythm.
Yeah, the same schedule. Duh. I mean, why do schools have kids go to school at the exact same time? You have to do consistency.
Well, I mean, because the schedule is nice. I don't know if they have their sleep schedule in mind. I mean, kids' sports. Oh, don't even get me started on all the different schedules.
Soccer kids. Mom.
Right now I'm volleyball mom. So you'll have to come to a game.
Heck yes.
Yeah, make signs.
We will.
Be like volleyball season. Stashira season.
She's going to be like, tell them to put down the signs.
Yeah, she would be so embarrassed. I mean, but you and Ray, y'all have recently started a new venture, Ray Baser. And Bay Designs.
Yeah. Yeah, she wanted to do it. She woke up one morning and she said, I'm going to buy all this equipment. It's going to be hundreds of dollars. Are you cool with it? And I go, I'm neutral or positive. I'm never negative. So I said, let's roll. I mean, I never questioned it.
Well, I got to say, hopefully you're still willing to model for Espoir or for things.
Because
now we're not competition. We can support each other. Because I was like, dang, Ray was one of our best male models when it came to like a four things pullover or a four things tote. Like I still bust out Ray photos to post on Instagram on the Espoir account from a handful of years ago. Mm-hmm.
No, like, we had some great photo shoots. We love Shop Forward.
Yeah, and you wear your Pimpin' Joy, but
we
obviously
the sweatpants
show thing.
Yeah. The sweatpants are epic. Yeah, we all the Pimpin' Joy gear. We absolutely love Laura Bay's mom. Begs us. She's like, Laura, give me that T-shirt. So yeah. We all really, really enjoy the clothing.
Well, I laughed out loud when you posted on Instagram the other day that you were at Starbucks and you were filming yourself and you were like, hey, when is the pumpkin spice latte coming back? And honestly, I don't know. So when is it?
It's back.
Is of now?
Definitely now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just knew that you were doing it and have the volume up. But I was eager to find out because I'm very basic like that and I want that. So I feel like I need to go get a pumpkin spice latte with my pumpkin spice season.
PSL, sure. Y'all, it's here.
Yeah.
Even though it's still 90 and 100 in some places, they're breaking it out, I guess.
What is it you're drinking right now?
So this is called Celsius. It's really popular. There's no sugar and it only has 2 carbs. So it's
but
part
I mean,
of that.
It's an energy drink.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it definitely has some energy in it, but essential energy is what they call it.
Yeah.
So it's not one of those rock stars or monsters.
Yeah, I've had those before. And I mean, you can pick them up at like the gas station, but that's another thing too. Like, how do you sustain your energy throughout the day waking up so early? I'm just so tired. And like when you have kids, which Ray and Bay have like, I don't know, 23 eggs frozen right now. At
Vanderbilt's clinic.
Mm-hmm, because Bay, which she's been on my podcast before talking about her cancer experience and due to what she had to go through, they had to harvest the eggs. Mm-hmm. And one day y'all will make the babies.
Maybe. Hopefully.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, we see our friends with kids and we're like, oh my gosh. Is this possible?
Oh, you maybe want to change your mind?
Well, I mean, we've even thrown it around. What if we start with a 14-year-old?
Oh, no. I mean, I'm telling you, adopting older is great. I adopted 10 and 7, and I'm like, wow, we didn't have to change any diapers. I mean, there's other things that come along with that for sure, but it's like you skip a whole thing. I mean,
but having a surrogate's a big deal. My sister has said she will do it, but will she really do it is the question. Will anybody really do it? We have listeners that are like, oh my gosh, I would be your surrogate. Would you really? He's just saying that.
How long do you think you're going to do radio?
I mean, it's my career now.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been here 10 years, so you can definitely define it as a career. I enjoy doing it. Just gonna keep
when you
going.
Have Sore Losers podcast.
Correct.
How long do you think y'all are going
to
do that?
Sore Losers get rocking and rolling. I don't know. I mean, if Bones told us tomorrow to quit, it'd probably be done. So I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, but that's like a fun little thing that you do with Lunchbox and Eddie. But I mean, I think it's super successful. And y'all, speaking of merch, you got more of that too. Coach.
Coach shirts.
Where
yes.
did the coacher, what did that come from?
There was a Indianapolis NFL Colts guy that came here, and in their culture, they always call each other Colts because he was in the NFL culture. Remember Jeff?
No.
Gorman?
No. Oh, yeah, Jeff Gorman.
The best looking dude ever rolling around the halls.
Handsome guy.
Yes.
He's cousins with the drummer of Black Crowes.
Boom.
Boom.
So he would say coach because that's what they do with the Indianapolis Colts. And so then we just started doing it.
Yeah. It's so funny. And y'all have like coach hoodies and the shop forward sells them.
Yep.
Do y'all have what are they supporting?
Kid Power Lunch is involved with that. But all our, there's proceeds from all of our that goes to it. So I support it as well. Kid Power. And then Eddie has Foster, whatever, the Angels.
Oh, National Angels. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, they're a great foster care organization. I knew there was
a check every quarter.
So that you can find at theshopforward.com/probably coach. Just kidding. /sore losers, likely, I would think. Do you know?
I don't know. I mean, well, our stuff is shop sore losers.
Oh, easy. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it's great. Mary's really great at buying domains for everything.
Yes.
Like she bought, well, shopespa.com. And then, well, we might as well have 4things.com because, you know, that's just the easier way for people to find it. Or people squat on things. Like I have radioamy.com, but someone had bought it and was squatting on it and I had to pay money for it.
Do you think radioamy.com, is it beneficial? Or are you kind of like, do I really need this?
I wanted it just to have it as like a landing page for things. Like if people are searching it, it'll go there and it'll immediately have links. It has links to the Bobby Bone Show. It has links to a spa. It has links to my Amazon favorites things, which because people are always asking like, where do I find that? And I'm like, I ordered
influencer.
It on Amazon.
People are always asking me about the stuff that I'm wearing and where I do my makeup.
I know. And then I'm like, well, really nobody asked me, but I know you're thinking it. No, if I've ever said that, people really are asking, but it has become such a thing where influencers do say it. And I don't consider myself to be an influencer. Do you?
No.
Like, no, because I feel like we're radio personalities that have gotten an online following because of our radio show.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, that's what we're doing. I don't do ads on my Instagram. I've done a few, but it is I'm very particular.
Then you're not an influencer.
Because I don't want some people to just be inundated with stuff. Unless, of course, it's my stuff that I'm making. Like, but I like talking about that because I worked hard on it. And then I think it's cute and hopefully people will like it. And it might support a cause that's something that's going on right now, like things in Haiti. But it is hard. It's like that fine line because sometimes we're offered certain things like, oh, that'd be nice. But I just don't want to come across as salesy.
Yeah, I don't either. I just told my wife, I was like, oh, I'm getting this offer, but I don't want to come across like a snake oil used car salesman.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I would say for radio personalities, we're an interesting show because a lot of other shows that are really big and maybe even bigger than us, some of the co-hosts, in a sense, maybe the main person has like a ton, but our listeners are so loyal online.
Mm-hmm.
So it's given us this weird platform.
Well, yeah. I mean, no, it's an amazing platform. So that's why it's like, do I really want to take $500 and post an ad and waste our listeners' time looking at a picture of me?
Right. When the main thing we want is like they're listening on air. Like, and I'm with you. Radio is now my career and I never thought it would be, but it's been a long time. And so I plan on doing it a while. But yeah, let's say just hypothetically, 10 years from now, if Bobby moves on, like, are we still doing radio?
No, no.
What?
I mean, eventually.
I thought that you would maybe do something with me.
Of course I'll do something with you.
I don't want Bobby to move on. Like, I hope it all stays together, but he's got you know, so many things in his hat, and who knows where this will go or what will happen.
Well, we know it's all intertwined. I mean, the Bobby Bones show, I'm fully in on the Bobby Bones show. That's connected to Sore Losers. Sore Losers is connected to the Shop Forward. The Shop Forward is connected to merch. Merch is connected to my wife. I don't know exactly. But anyways, it's all connected. So if it did end, that would be very sad. But sure, we'd have to find something else to do.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff he does in the split second, I'm like, no way I could ever do that in my
entire
life.
He's really good off the cuff.
Like his teases. We know his teases are amazing.
Oh, gosh. I know. He used to put me in charge of some teases, and I think he gave up on that because they were so bad. He's like, never mind. Forget it. I'll do it.
Teases are good. You got it. It's like algebra. You have to just leave out one part of the tease, though.
Yeah. Well, let's tease the second thing that we're going to do here. We're going to talk about 6 questions to ask before you get married or maybe start a serious long-term relationship. How would we tease that? Write these down. If you the answer is no to these next questions, you might be getting the big D.
No, Bones would be like, he would give a tease where he would say, there's going to be 6 questions, but I'm going to give you a 7th question that I asked Caitlin and that nobody's going to, who does something like that?
We have officially teased you for the second thing. There you go. All right. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes that make a big difference. So if shopping sustainably this year is on your list of things to do, well, look no further than Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, On 34th, Elmas, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. A friend was over for dinner the other day and, you know, we were just making conversation around the table, asking questions. And this friend said to my daughter, like, hey, what's something that makes your mom happy? And her response without missing a beat was clean countertops. Wiping down the countertops is a simple way for me to reset, especially when the smell is just right. And by smell, I'm talking about coconut. Coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva is my go-to. And I personally love that she answered that without hesitation. That means she knows me well, and that's really special. And of course, yeah, I do love clean countertops. I love wiping them down. I will always choose the smell of coconut over anything. I don't know what scent matches your vibe, but there's coconut, there's grapefruit, there's lavender. And again, for me, it's always going to be coconut. My kitchen smells like a little tropical vacation when I use it. And I love that with Clorox, I know I'm getting a really good clean as well. So it's a powerful clean and a refreshing scent. Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. You can get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, it's wild to think that women were excluded from clinical research until 1993 when the law was changed. And women are essential to research. And Ritual, the maker of my favorite multivitamin, they know this. They do the research for us so that we can feel confident about what we're putting in our bodies. Now, a clinical trial for Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus showed increased vitamin D and omega-3 DHA levels in women in just 12 weeks. Now, as you can see, Ritual is clinically backed, which means they care about getting it right. Essential Women 18 Plus has 9 high-quality key nutrients in 2 delayed-release capsules. Yep, just 2 capsules a day is all you need. And the delayed release, what that does is it optimizes our body's absorption. Ritual is really intentional about all that they do, including the delayed release. Also, the minty flavor of the capsules and the look of them. They're really pretty in the bottle. Like, this is a vitamin that I don't mind having out on my bathroom counter. They look good, they taste good, and they help me feel good. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin that you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/4things. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/4things for 25% off. All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecova's boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas anytime I wear them or I get a new pair. They feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Second thing.
Okay, so Ray, I came across 6 questions to ask before you get married, and I want to know if you and Bae went over this stuff, okay?
Probably not. We did date 7 years.
I'm like, surely y'all had some of these conversations. When you date 7 years, do you do premarital counseling?
No. And that's the thing. I learned that if we would have done premarital counseling, we would have got a discount on the marriage license.
Oh, really?
I think it cost maybe $100 and you get a $40 off if you did marriage counseling. And I'm like, really, sweetie? I would have loved to have gotten $40 off. I didn't know
but
that.
But then, okay, if you get let me just tell you this part. Marriage counseling a lot of times is not free, so you might have to pay $150 to get the counseling.
Good
maybe
point.
Even per session.
It's a good point. But sometimes pastors do it for free.
Okay, good point.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what
we're
it was.
We're back to making $40. Okay, so here are a few things you should definitely ask your partner before getting married. Okay, how should we handle money? Are we going to get a joint banking account?
Yeah, we did it after the fact, and now it's joint to the point that I don't even have an account. We just have one.
And she gives you an allowance, right?
Yeah, but that was me being a little bit sensationalizing it a little bit. Sure.
Like you get more than $9 a week because that's what you said.
Well, yes. I mean, that was what I could spend without her seeing at the time because I had my side account. But now it's all one account. But if I needed to make it, she sees it. I can make a purchase.
But she's helped y'all really
yes,
dig out of maybe... She helped just get you at a better credit score.
Way back. My score was 500. Now it's 700.
Amazing.
It improved 200 in 6 months.
Shout out Bae.
I don't even know how that's possible.
Okay. Next question is, how should we divide chores? 50-50 seems best unless one person works a lot more and the person who's working more should maybe have less responsibilities at home.
I'm on the fly. I don't know about you. That discussion would just be awkward.
Let's just do that. What chores do you do at home?
I vacuum, I clean the cat litter, I do the dishes, and I scrub the floors because we have hardwoods.
Uh-huh.
Low-key brag there. We rent them.
Shout out hardwoods.
Granite countertops, you know. So I do all the sweeping and stuff like that. And then she'll do laundry.
Who cooks?
She cooks. She does groceries. And then, I mean, now we got the Ray Bae designs. So she's
your
doing
house looks like
well.
a printing
a
shop. Okay, next question. How are we going to handle disagreements?
So you have to talk about this beforehand.
Yeah, it's just like, I mean, obviously, though, if you're getting married, surely you've had some disagreements, but maybe you need to say, like, going into this, when we're taking this the next level, like, this article even said to try to pretend fight and then see how it goes and then practice some techniques during your pretend fight. But for me, like, pretend fighting would never work. Like, things just happen to happen in the moment. But let's say you and Bae are in a heated moment. Like, how do y'all handle things? Like, do
usually
you we take
run
a break?
We run away from it and then readdress it in a day. She'll go shopping. Usually that's her thing. She's like, I'm out of here. And then she goes shopping. I'm cracking open a couple beers. I'm watching TV for 4 hours. And then we talk about it tomorrow.
Like when things are a little more calm.
Yes. In the moment, we both realize, okay, this is not happening today.
I know. People always say to not go to bed angry because, you don't need to sleep that way. But for me, sometimes if you do take that space, whether it's 8 hours of sleep or maybe 8 hours of separation or 4 hours or just different rooms and locations, you can maybe calm down and process things and you don't end up saying things or something that you can't take back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When we get in an argument, it is eggshell city. I can't be like intense. Like when I'm with my guy friends on the golf course, boom, I'm like, you're an idiot, man. Come on. Boom. Punch him in the shoulder. Like, well, you can't. I'm not talking about hit a woman.
That. No.
Stop. Mm-mm. But I'm saying, like, I can't be aggressive talking. I have to be, like, very cool, calm, and collected when I talk to Baser. So that's why we always put it off for a day.
Okay. Another question to ask is, are you open to couples therapy if we need it? And I think this is important because you may just assume that your partner is down for therapy. And then, you know, 5 years into marriage, you're like, oh my gosh, we need some marital counseling. And they might be like, heck no.
Mm-hmm.
You're not there yet? You haven't even been married a year, have you?
No.
In October, it will be a year.
Yes. I would be open to marriage counseling. I don't know if she would do it. I don't know. We've never talked about that. That's a great question.
You need
to
go home and ask her. Let's see if this is really going to work out. Let us know. Another question would be, where will we spend the holidays? Like, that's something to discuss. Once you're married, it's kind of like you might have an expectation of spending Christmas with your family like you have every year, but they might have the same expectation.
Correct. We have an understanding now where her family lives in Tennessee. So we usually see her family in a blue moon, maybe once every couple years. Then we go see my parents. So just because of the location being so far away from each other, we kind of just have that, you know what? I'm cool with going to your parents pretty much every year. And then like this year, my parents are coming down in like the beginning of December. I'm like, can that be kind of Christmas?
So y'all are kind of breezy with it.
We're very easy breezy with it.
Yeah, some parents, people are not.
Because the distance is so great. So I think that's what makes it easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
One person's close, the other person's far. So obviously we're going to hang out with the close family.
It makes me think of what Lunchbox does because I think their parents are equal distance. But I think, why'd you make that face?
Because that one sounds like a nightmare.
No, I think they do, if they do Thanksgiving with his family, then they do Christmas with hers. And then the following year, they'll do Thanksgiving with hers and Christmas with his. And then it's like a trade.
Okay. They do have it pretty worked out.
I think
out.
That's a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a discussion to have, especially once you start to have kids, things are going to get all crazy. And then sometimes, depending on how your in-laws are, it can be a whole thing. Which, speaking of kids, that's the last question, is you need to talk about if you want kids or not and talk about how the other will parent. Because I'm telling you, you can think you're going to parent one way, and then once you get the kids and you see how they're parenting, you're like, what the? But you all grow up. I'm not speaking from experience. You all grow up so differently, and it's just natural that you bring how your parents parented you into the equation at times. And just because your parents did it doesn't make it right. But somehow we get real defensive of, well, my mom and dad did this, so this must be right.
Mm-hmm.
When I think we need to remind ourselves to step back from that and then also realize that every child is different and you might need to parent each child very differently. You can't do the same blanket parenting.
I hear you.
Yeah,
when my nephew comes and visits, I already know how I'm going to be a parent. I'm cool for like one day, and then I'm like, shut up, just stop.
Well,
I like lose my patience.
We need to work on that. We'll work on that with you and your 23 babies that are coming at any given year, if y'all do decide. But I feel like that's another conversation that y'all need to have over there at the Ray and Bay Designs headquarters.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. We're I'm telling you, we're like, do you really have to have a baby that looks like you? I mean, you can love a kid that's a foster kid.
Y'all could make little baby onesies that say baby season. Season.
Thank you.
Sometimes I say season and I ruin it because it's season.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. For the third thing, I want to get into just a funny story that I saw about someone crashed into a car and they left the funniest thing behind for the person. Like, normally leave a note, mm-hmm, or like a phone number, and I'm going to tell you what they left behind. Okay. Do you feel like that's an adequate tease?
Oh, that was an amazing tease. I was like, I thought you were about to tell me what it is.
No, we're going to do a third thing. All right, I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes that make a big difference. So if shopping sustainably this year is on your list of things to do, well, look no further than Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, On 34th, Elmas, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. A friend was over for dinner the other day, and, you know, we were just making conversation around the table, asking questions, and this friend said to my daughter, like, hey, what's something that makes your mom happy? And her response, without missing a beat, was clean countertops. Wiping down the countertops is a simple way for me to reset, especially when the smell is just right. And by smell, I'm talking about coconut. Coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva is my go-to. And I personally love that she answered that without hesitation. That means she knows me well, and that's really special. And of course, yeah, I do love clean countertops. I love wiping them down. I will always choose the smell of coconut over anything. I don't know what scent matches your vibe, but there's coconut, there's grapefruit, there's lavender. And again, for me, it's always going to be coconut. My kitchen smells like a little tropical vacation when I use it. And I love that with Clorox, I know I'm getting a really good clean as well. So it's a powerful clean and a refreshing scent. Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. You can get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Here we go.
Okay, Ray, have you ever crashed into a car and had to leave a note?
No.
Never?
No.
Have you ever hit anything?
I've gotten in crashes, but it's always inanimate objects. So there's never a person. It's always like a beam, or I drove off the road and never hit anybody.
Yeah. I've hit a fire hydrant. I've hit a few poles. I hit a basketball goal.
Dang. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I've damaged other cars too. Remember I was driving that, what was I driving? Like, I think a Nissan.
The company one.
Like a client Hyundai. Gave me a car to drive. No, Bobby was doing the Hyundai. Mine was Nissan, and it was really nice. Biggest dent ever. I was like, yo, I don't know. Sorry, my bad. But I saw this headline where someone crashed into a parked car in a Walmart parking lot, and they left a note explaining that they couldn't pay for the damage, so they left the person two Hershey's bars.
Wow.
Yeah. They left them some candy.
That's not going to cover that.
Which a car hit me, maybe a month and a half ago, sometime this summer.
You had to run off the road.
Yeah. And I went up onto the sidewalk, ended up landing in the grass. They clipped like the rear driver's side tire. Like I still haven't gotten my car fixed. Like there's a big dent if you go out there and you'll see it. But he got out of the car.
Do you need a couple bucks? Why can't you get that fixed?
They said it's going to take 2 weeks, and I don't want to pay for a rental car. To me, I'm like, okay, we just have to find the right time to get it fixed. And I'm having to pay for it because the guy didn't have insurance.
Right.
But he got out and he was begging me not to call the cops. And of course, I'm like, okay, fine. I just had a lot going on in that moment where I just didn't need any extra emotion or dramatic event in my life. And sure enough, it was like on a Sunday morning. My daughter was leaving for church camp, but she needed a swimsuit. So I ran to Target real quick and I'm like, and I get in a wreck. Like, why? Why is this happening? So I was just going to get in my car and drive away because that just would make it easier. I'm like, you know what? I feel bad for this guy. He doesn't have insurance. Like, I really don't want to make this a thing. And I'm just going to leave and I'll handle it later.
And he wanted to give you cash.
He offered me $200, which is like, no.
Oh.
Right? It's like a couple thousand, maybe $5,000 worth of damage. Actually, now that I got the quote.
I know, but we talked about this on the show, and you knew he didn't have insurance. You knew you were going to have to pay for it all along. Might as well get what you can from that guy.
Right. Well, yes. So
he just didn't want the cops
I wasn't
going to,
right. But we crashed in front of a church, and it was Sunday morning, and this church was big, and so there
God
was
bless.
A cop outside. And so the cop saw, like, the commotion and then radioed in a car to come. So the police showed up no matter what. And I was like, you know what? Thank you, God. The police did need to come because that was the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have to call them. I didn't have the guts to do it in the moment. It's like having healthy boundaries for yourself. Like, the healthy boundary for me at that moment would to have been an adult and be like, no, sorry, we're calling the police. It's the responsible thing to do. Like, I'm sorry you don't have insurance. Like, I'm not mean about it.
Mm-hmm.
The unhealthy mean way would be like, yeah, getting out of my car, cussing at
but
him, like, you
so
idiot. Like, why you blankety blank hit my car? I'm calling the cops, da da da. The unhealthy, nice way is doing what I was doing, which was wanted to get in my car and drive off and act like it never happened. Like,
but you
that's
went
not
you
a
went super understanding and you like felt bad for
I
the
think
person.
I think that that's fine. But luckily, the Lord intervened,
mm-hmm.
and the police officer directing traffic at the church
mm-hmm.
radioed the police, and I was given the gift of, like, the right way to handle things. And then the police wrote a report, and my insurance appreciated that police report. So, yeah, at the end, I'm still paying for it all, and I just feel bad because I don't know what happened to him. I'm sure he got a ticket for not having insurance and all things, and then his car was damaged. Ugh.
And that pastor that's there, whoever it is, he's doing parking lot ministry, and all of a sudden he's got a T-bone situation. I mean, his day just picked up real quick.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was funny that someone left candy as like a I'm sorry note. I just don't think that that cuts it.
Definitely not.
Mm-mm. No, I've been hit before, and then I don't even know how it happened. Like, there's been damage on my car, and nobody left a note or anything. That part sucks, too.
Yeah, I mean, people door you, and you're like, yeah, definitely that mark was not there. And, I mean, they don't leave notes.
You know, when I was 16, this other punk kid from a high school nearby.
Rival.
Well, I mean, we were all hanging out at the same thing.
West
but
Lake.
He had, like... Maybe it was. He had like this sound system in his car, like boom, like it was so loud. And he backed into my car and dented the back of it big time. And I was like, what the? And everybody saw it. And I guess I had a little more gumption in me at the time. I wasn't as like, I'm just going to run away and not make this awkward. I called the kid. He was younger than us. So maybe I felt a little bit more strength from that.
You go, girl.
I called his parents and said, your son backed into my car and drove off. And they paid for it. And he told his parents, he's like, I didn't even, my music was so loud and it was bumping. Like, and his car was vibrating from the speakers that he said he didn't feel or know that he bumped me.
Probably not the best excuse. Parents are like, okay, you're losing your car and the sound system.
I know, but I hadn't thought of that. I was like, oh, that punk kid, where is he now, I wonder?
Probably dominating life. He's probably Bezos.
Jeff Bezos. Which Jeff, he recently got that ice cream thing we talked about on the Bobby Bone Show. He got an ice cream, like a frozen yogurt thing installed in his house.
What a little fatty.
What did you say you would install if you were a billionaire?
I was saying basketball catcher. You put it underneath your hoop and it'll then pass you the ball after you shoot it. So you never have to rebound a ball.
Oh yeah, that's awesome.
Because growing up, the ball would hit somewhere and roll off. Well, with the basketball catcher, which is about $3,000. I'm never going to be able to have one.
I was about
one.
To say, shoot, I need that at my house for like volleyball and basketball playing with my kids.
You
like,
need your car fixed
it.
First, yeah. And then you get the basketball catcher.
And then I can do that. I wanted a dry bar, like a blowout
every
service
chick does.
In my house. Like every day, you just do my hair for me because that's the most taxing thing that I think I do.
I never knew it. As a guy growing up, we never knew how much goes into a woman's hair and her makeup.
Yeah.
That is a stressful situation.
Tell people what it is you had done to your hair for hair growth.
So it's called PRP, platelet-rich plasma, and they take blood from your arm, spin it around in a machine. I don't know exactly the science behind it. And then they re-inject it into your head, and it's supposed to create blood flow. And then the hair that's already semi there grows thicker and fuller and more beautiful.
Your hair looks great.
Thank you.
It really does.
Yeah.
And who was the doctor again that did it?
So it's Dr. Unger. He owns this practice. It's Maxwell Aesthetics. Mm-hmm. And then Tracy's there. She works there. Victoria, Candace. I mean, the staff's amazing.
Hashtag not an ad.
Not an ad.
We're influencers. We're not influencers, actually, that are limited on what ads we do. But you do like post about him and stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's something that could be, if someone really wanted to look into how to transform their hair. I mean, I think that if you don't have hair, that's fine too. You just need to be confident and rock it no matter what your look, and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
But I do think at some point, like, guys might need to let go and just shave.
Correct.
Just shave their head. Just call it a day and be like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to shave my head. But I know it's a tough decision to make, and I know that it's sensitive. So I'm saying that, please, knowing that I'm if you haven't shaved your head, I don't think anything differently of you.
I mean, you can look like a baller with a shaved head too. So, I mean,
I think confidence is everything. I saw that article the other day. I know in the first thing we were talking about hustling and, like, you know, showing up and like how you can like get your foot in the door and end up like where you are on the Bobby Bone Show. But like having a power pose like gives you that internal confidence that will transfer to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And like for me, if I have to go out and do a speaking thing, like I'll stand in front of the
power
mirror.
Pose.
It's like the Superwoman pose. Like I put my hands on my hip and it's nothing dramatic, but I just look at myself and I'm like, you're going to go out there. You're going to kill this. You're going to do great. You got this. And then when I do that, I do go out there and I feel better about it than if I go out there. Nerves are good, but I just don't want the nerves to take control of me. I think when you're nervous about something, it means that you care about it and you want to do well and you need the nerves. You can be exuding that confidence and believing in yourself will help so much with your presence with other people.
Correct. And I always, in the moment, you got to just tell yourself to not be nervous. I mean, maybe it's a power pose thing. I don't really get in front of the mirror Superman style, but I do tell myself, like, don't ruin this moment by being nervous. Like, in the moment, just be able to tell yourself, like, this is awesome. Whatever it is, if you're nervous for it, it's probably a pretty awesome event. It would suck that you were just nervous the whole time. Because I've done it before. I've done a sporting event. I used to wrestle. I used to do this. And I'd be like, that sucked. I was nervous the whole time.
Yeah. But
you can just tell yourself mentally not to be nervous.
Yeah. It is a mental thing. And you can, like, get yourself in the right headspace to where, yeah. I just think that there is, confidence is so key. But not cocky. There's a difference between being super confident and then just completely obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you ride that line. Okay.
I want you to, the power pose, you need to do a picture of that on Instagram.
Okay.
I've got to see the power pose.
All right. Well, I'll have to put on my power suit.
Yes.
To do it. Okay. Quickly before, just I'll give you a heads up before we transition into the fourth thing that I'm going to have you share four things that you are thankful for, big or small, today.
Okay.
Just so people can get to know you on that level.
Okay.
Four things with Amy Brown.
All right, Ray, give it to me. What are four things that you are currently thankful for today?
Definitely got to lead with my wife, Bazer. She takes me out of my comfort zone. Like, I hate arts and crafts. And she goes, oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to create Ray Bay Designs, and you're going to do arts and crafts every day. And as the days go by, it's actually therapeutic. I enjoy it. So, like, props to her. She gets me out of my comfort zone.
Nice.
Another thing, I mean, I got to go with this, a little energy Celsius drink. I mean, I don't
know. Hashtag not an influencer ad.
Not an influencer ad, but, like, I mean, sometimes you do need a little bit of to pick me up that's not like god awful sugar wise. And I'm like, you know what? This is actually a pretty baller drink until I find out in 20 years that it's not good.
I'm drinking something that was in our work fridge too, which is called Sound. And they're the cutest little bottles. And it's like a sparkling water with tea and botanicals.
It looks amazing.
It's so good. Like, I love it. I think we actually have, I mean, I've been drinking it for a while, but I only grabbed one because it's in the fridge out there. And I think we've done, and we don't endorse for anything that we haven't tried. And but I think it was maybe a while ago. But I got to say, shout out. Thank you for Sound being in our fridge.
Okay, so I'm moving on to more then?
Yeah, third thing.
Okay, so AAA, I just said a couple days ago, man, AAA is so pointless. I never have to call them. We have to pay for a membership every month. AAA comes, fixes your tires, your batteries, your car if you need help. I got a flat tire the other day at 6:45 in the morning. and they fixed it in 10 minutes. And by 7 a.m., my tire was completely patched and I was good to go. So AAA, if you don't have a membership, I think it's pretty cheap.
Oh, nice. Okay. And fourth thing.
Yeah, my fourth thing. So it's going to be the iPhone. Very thankful for that because did you know they're waterproof? Like 100% waterproof.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. So, I've dropped mine in a toilet before.
Yes. Yeah, so I was kind of effed. It got thrown in the pool. And so I thought I was done, however much an iPhone is. They're just naturally, if you have one of the newer ones, waterproof. So if you have no worries. So thank God, iPhone, whoever invented it, bless you.
Whoever invented it?
Who is it?
The turtleneck
Steve
guy.
Steve Jobs.
Yeah. I was going to say Jeff Bezos. I'm like, God, but Jeff didn't do everything. He's just on my brain right now because of this yogurt machine and Amazon, which I pretty much use Amazon every day. I'm thankful for Amazon.
And my wife both.
I mean, that's just like the gift that keeps giving.
We get four packages a day.
I know. It's exhausting.
All women are nuts.
I know. Amazon's genius. Okay. Well, thank you, Ray, for joining me for
of course
the whole episode today. I know that you're a busy guy, so you taking the time to do this like means a lot.
I'm down. You caught me on my easy day.
Yeah. So where can people find you?
Sizzin Raymundo, S-Z-N, Raymundo. And then also check out Ray Bay Designs on Instagram, and you can see all the stuff that we are offering up. Arts and crafts style. They're cool again.
Yeah. And then Sore Losers.
And Sore Losers Show. We do that 3 times a week. So just Google it. It'll pull up.
Yeah. Sore Loser. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, if you just type that in, boom, you'll find it. I think even if you're not into sports, you'll really enjoy it, right?
Yeah. I mean, get it while you got it now. We're probably going to get canceled.
I don't want to laugh too hard or I'm going to cough, which every time I cough.
Oh my gosh.
Every time I cough, people are like, do you have COVID? And I'm like, no, I've tested negative. I don't have it. I have allergies.
I came in to do this podcast and I was like, do I keep my mask on or can I take it off for the podcast?
I mean, it is a real thing. I get being worried right now. So I understand if you need to keep your distance. But did you hear on the show whenever I was talking about how that girl next to me on the airplane was texting about me?
Mm-hmm.
Rude.
Mm-hmm.
I could see her text and she straight up said, the girl next to me's got COVID, eye roll, like eye roll emoji, because I was coughing and sneezing and I get it. That's uncomfortable, but I'm negative. But
y'all were in New York.
I was headed to New York.
Okay.
It was on my way down, so I hadn't gotten it yet. So if
but
I have
tested,
it now,
you're good, G.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody. Check out Ray, where all those places where you can find him.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, let's do a like go out with a yeah.
Sorry. Okay, I'm dead, but you want me to do it again?
That's right. I need a better one.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Okay, go.
Yeah!
All summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you. And how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.